Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. As automakers like GM and Ford, along with tech companies like Google and Apple, rush to develop self-driving vehicles or the software behind them, the world's largest auto market, China, is creating some roadblocks. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now, patching in via our San Francisco booth, is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So specifically, what kinds of restrictions are we seeing overseas in China?
In China, the government there considers maps to be a national security issue. And so they don't allow foreign companies to come in and create the kind of maps that you would see Google doing here in the U.S., such as Street View sorts of maps. And so that puts a limitation on companies as they're trying to create self-driving vehicles that rely heavily upon high-definition maps that are more detailed than turn-by-turn navigation that you're accustomed to in your car. These maps use lasers to paint a 3D world view, cameras to essentially capture everything, and other geospatial elements.
If you're a global car maker, might you be skeptical that you'll even be able to use autonomous car software in China at this point? How are things looking?
One of the things about an autonomous car is it is essentially a map-creating device. It's gathering all sorts of data as it goes down the street, and that data is then used for other things. It's collected and whatnot. So this creates a problem, because if you're a U.S. car maker in China, then all of a sudden your vehicle is becoming a map-making device. So you've got a problem that you can't be doing that. You've got to perhaps partner with a local company that has a license for such a thing. And then you've got to be concerned about where the data is going and that kind of thing. And then on top of that, your vehicle is dependent upon other kinds of maps. And you have to find perhaps a provider locally. So those are some of the challenges for a U.S. Automaker or a U.S. tech company that wants to go into China. And that raises then questions about, well, who owns the data coming out of those vehicles?
I guess this highlights how crucial the ownership of mapping data is in self-driving cars.
Yeah, it's a great debate around the world where maps fit in to the equation. We saw the German automakers unite and buy HERE, a mapping company, to essentially be kind of the plumbing of their autonomous car systems, so they could kind of share on some of the cost, because it's a very costly sort of thing going forward. And at the time, there was concerns about being too dependent upon a map maker outside of their sphere. So the fear that maybe Google would be the map provider or some such thing. We've seen Apple spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to perfect their maps just for their cell phone systems. And, that probably would help them if they wanted to get into autonomous cars down the road. The mapping sector is pretty competitive right now, because there's not a lot of people that have the ability or the know-how to create these kind of maps.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about the digital mapping hurdles facing self-driving car makers. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, Tim, what happens now? Will foreign tech and car companies need to work with these Chinese companies that are licensed by the government? What are the next steps here?
Yeah, we're seeing some foreign companies in China right now try to figure that out. You're seeing some partnerships Baidu becomes a name that is talked about a lot because of their mapping abilities, and so they're trying to figure it out. Right now, I mean, the auto industry in China is accustomed to having to partner in order to have a factory in China to avoid the heavy taxation to import. You have to have a joint venture partner that owns essentially half of the business there, and usually that's you look at General Motors or Volkswagen, and they have long-time partners with SAIC, a Chinese company there that is that has a market cap that is that rivals some of the global automakers. So there's this kind of experience of dealing with that. But the question is, you know, who's going to be controlling those maps in the future? And right now, there's only essentially a handful or two companies that have the licenses, appropriate license for these mapping systems. So, the question is, just because there are certain companies that have the licenses, do they know how to do the kind of mapping that's required? Are they have the ability to scale up the need? That sort of things. So those are some of the questions that we keep hearing.
We'll leave it there. Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of the auto industry, you can head to WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.